episode 2730, The Power of Reset.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day, it's Friday, and I hope you are absolutely excited. It's also a holiday weekend. Most of us are getting a three-day weekend. I mean, come on, let's just say amen to it and enjoy it. It's Confessions of Upset Mama, The Power of Reset. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, we are celebrating the 4th of July weekend here in the United States of America, our independence, our freedom. And I just want to say, don't take it for granted. Really celebrate it with your family for the right reasons. You got to have fireworks, but you want to have those fireworks for a reason. All right, well, let's get into the power of reset. How overstimulated or anxious is your child? If our younger generations do not learn the power of reset, they will never be able to operate at their optimum level. Stress and anxiety will lead their way. You know, summertime is challenging for many parents and the family as a whole. A lot of time it comes from kids saying they're bored. But are they really bored? Our younger generations are so overwhelmed and programmed to need hyperstimulation. If there is no ding or whistle from some app, they just can't move forward in the moment. They're frozen. Have you seriously observed your child and how they communicate? I mean, I'm talking millennials to Gen Zs. I mean, look at them. I know, I have all of them. And it's very interesting. You know, if their phone is not in their hands, they will fidget with something else. And no, don't blame it on ADD or ADHD, because that too is a serious conversation. But we're talking about just every day, what they're doing, how they're moving forward. Our younger generations seek constant stimulation. I mean, seriously, think about this. How many readers, book readers, do you have in your house? And if you do have any, celebrate them, because they're far and few between. I'm very blessed. All five of mine are book readers. So we do try to maintain reading books, being online, watching TV, being outside. We do try to do that. Do we do it right all the time? Of course not. But it really is hard to find kids who will read books. It's shocking and scary all at the same time. But then you move into downtime, like the summer, and the kiddos are freaking out because they don't know what to do with their time. There cannot be a lull in their day. Otherwise, why exist? It was interesting. I did a Google search on the power of reset, and I just had to kind of giggle at myself. I mean, Google is a weird thing, right? I mean, we could spend hours talking about that. But this definition popped up. It was the very first thing at the very top of the page, front page number one. It says POR, and POR, how they use it here, is power on reset. But when I read it, I just kind of giggled a little bit because I thought, how is this not our children? I mean, seriously. So let me read it to you. A power on reset, a POR, is a circuit that provides a predictable, regulated voltage to a microprocessor or microcontroller with the initial application of power. The POR system ensures that the microprocessor or microcontroller will start in the same condition every time that it is powered up. Now, that's a lot, and it's not directly related to our children, but it is indirectly. Because listen to this, our children want to power up every day without losing time, even while sleeping. Their brains are so on fire, they cannot slow down fast enough. I mean, it's truly, they're being what? Conditioned. And I'm not sitting here trying to fall into some conspiracy theory or whatever. I'm looking at the facts of our actions and attitude of the generations that we are raising up. That's what I care about. I see it with my own eyes. I don't need to read statistics from the government. I don't need to dig in to psychological evaluations. I can see with my own eyes what it is doing to our younger generations. They are constantly searching for stimulation with little to no regulation. But you see, that's not serving our kids because they're slowly depleting their true energy within their mind, body, and spirit. For some, it has literal physical consequences on their health. Their stress goes up just by playing a game, by watching a TikTok video. I don't even know what you call them. I mean, it's TikTok. It's not really a video because it doesn't even last that long. It's more like a TikTok blink, honestly. I mean, why are we calling these anyway? You can see that I really don't like social media. I'm on it, but I'm not on it. I don't want to be consumed by it, yet our children are. Plus, the emotional toll it puts on their psyche. Who are you raising? Seriously, what child are you raising up? What type of child do you have hanging out this summer? If you want to work against the norm, because unfortunately that is the norm now, you've got to create a blip on your radar. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create a blip on your parenting radar. This simply means staying in the game of their lives and being ready to take aim when needed. As parents, it's your responsibility to be involved in their lives. Don't be a stranger or you may have more danger. That's just how it is. But unfortunately, I'm sorry, there are some parents. Now, you may be one, I don't know. You have to answer that question, Mom, Dad. We parent from the sideline. Oh, we don't want to get involved. Let's just, you know, figure out a way and that's okay. And then we have those that are the drone parents, the lawnmower parents, the helicopter parents, and then you have those that are just kind of, well, they're just not really sure. They get a book out and they read and they think, okay, this is exactly what I've got to implement. And then it doesn't work after 2 days. And they're like, okay, I'm throwing my hands up in the air and I'm trying something different. And you wonder why everybody in the family is so confused. Don't be a stranger or you may have more danger. Raising kids is tough. You have to always be on your game or they will find a workaround when it comes to rules and responsibilities. It's just a fact. I don't like it either. But if we don't sit here and talk about this openly, when is it going to change? When are we going to see a difference in who we are raising up? I am grateful to be involved in my children's lives. Has it been easy? No. Do they always like it? No. But that's not their problem, is it? It's my problem. Who cares if they don't like it? My job is to raise an incredible being so they can go out and impact the world that they touch. That's my job. They are a gift to me. But for some reason, we as parents, we're kind of just hands off right now. No, I'm telling you, it's hands on. It's time to create a blip on your parenting radar. It's time to take control or someone else is going to because your kids are already being programmed. That's just the fact. I watch it. I see it. I see the stress, the heart rate literally going from normal average to racing because too much gaming, too much social media, too much stimulation overall. What are we going to do? So what does it look like in real life to create this blip, B-L-I-P? Well, number one, B, build a hedge of protection. This is where you create a haven of peace in your home, an open door policy so your child always feels safe with you no matter the situation or consequences that could result. Always be available even when exhausted or frustrated. That gets parents every single time. You're tired. Guess what? Your kids know that they are. Then they come and ask you, Mom, can I have this? And all of a sudden, you're like, I don't care. I don't want any noise. I don't want any disturbances. I don't want you in my room right now. Sure, whatever it is, go take care of it. All of a sudden, we're giving in because we're tired and frustrated. Yes, life does happen. Yes, you have to pick your battles. But at the same time, you got to build a hedge of protection. Because when you say no, there's a reason why you said no. They don't always have to understand it, and they won't ever understand it until they are walking in your shoes, meaning they're a parent. And until they become that, they won't get it. Period, end of story. So don't try to act like, oh, when they grow up, they'll get it all together. It's not going to happen that way. They're going to find somebody else to lean into, because our kids desire boundaries. We all do. We work well with rules. But we also like to, you know, push the envelope, so to speak. We want to stretch ourselves a little bit too much, especially the kiddos. But the problem is they don't have the experience that we do. They haven't gone through all the hard knocks. Do you really want your child to fall down all the time? Raise your child up. Build a hedge of protection. Number 2, L, listen more than you speak. You don't know what you don't know. You have to inquire to inspire. That's all there is to it. Don't get caught up in the tension of stimulation. Refrain from what you know to be true and ask questions that guide your children to the answer. That's really the key. If you sit here and go off on the soapbox and you throw statistics at them, especially if an older child that you're working with, and it could be an adult living in your household, and you have to have these conversations that you thought, I would never have to have these conversations, yet you're having these conversations. You want to guide your child to the answer. Ask questions that get them there. And then let them try and figure it out and talk out loud. And you're doing what? You're listening with an open ear. And guess what? When you listen more than you speak, you're going to hear things that you didn't hear before, because secrets come out in different words and fashion. It's amazing when you listen to their word salad. I'm just saying, you got to partake in it. Build a hedge of protection. Listen more than you speak. Number 3, I, integrate what you want to sustain your child's heart. This is going beyond the stuff of life and looking at the heartbeat of life, the values, and the well-being of your child. You don't get values from television or Apple Watch or phone or YouTube or gaming. You get it from personal interaction. You don't know your children if you don't integrate into their day. You got to be a part of it. And if you want to know their heart, you got to see it. And that means you got to see it when it's happy. You got to see it when it's sad. You got to see all of it. And that can wear on us emotionally as parents, especially as moms, because we're the nurturers and we want to sit there and make sure that everything is just right for our kiddos. But sometimes it's not going to be just right. But you can help them when you integrate into their day, when you understand, when you have those conversations, when you listen to their heart. It allows you to see it. And then you can help sustain it and help grow their heart in the right direction. And finally, number 4, P, participate in your child's everyday. You've got to know what's happening in your child's life, especially if they live with you. If they're underneath your roof, you better know what's going on. If they're having friends over, you need to know what's happening in that closed door. And maybe you have an open door policy, depending upon the age. Right? You have to look at what's specific to your child's age. That always plays into it. Be observant. Be watchful of any changes out of the norm. Mom, if you're not seeing it, then who is going to? And if a stranger sees it, guess what? They're going to take advantage of it. You want to make sure that your child knows that you're there with them. And that doesn't mean that you're in their business. You don't have to sit there and watch them every second. Yeah, don't be that kind of parent. You do find a balance. But that balance comes in, okay, great, you're having conversation. Turn on the radio a little bit lower. So then you can ask how their day went. What did you do at work today? Maybe you have a child who's going to work right now during the summer. And you drop them off and you pick them up. When you do that, ask questions. What happened that was different? What made you really happy today? What kind of frustrated you? If you have to, sit down and actually write out some questions. So then you can internally think about them before you go pick up your child, and then you can increase that conversation more. Our children desire to be involved in our lives. They don't want to hear always just yes or just no coming out of our mouths, believe it or not. They want to feel a part of the family, not a distant relationship with mom and dad. So we've got to understand our position as parents and then be willing to give them what they need. The power of reset comes from knowing how to do it and making a way to do it. Slow down in order to speed up. Find a different way to engage throughout the day. Do activities that enhance the mind, body, and spirit the way it was built, like hands-on and creative activities. They're great. Something that challenges you. Pick up a new hobby. Go play a new game. Pickleball. Go play badminton. Go and just get a basic club at a thrift store and some golf balls and just put a cup and just do your own little course in your backyard. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but you do have to spend your mind on it. And I think that's where we as parents fail. Is we just think it's going to come easy. It doesn't. It doesn't come easy. But I also want to ask you this question. You know, we're talking about stimulation. We're talking about stress and anxiety. What pushes our kids to the edge? Do you really know what pushes your child to the edge? What would it take for them? And I know this is scary to think about. What would it take for them to make the wrong decision that would end it for them today? If you don't know that answer, maybe you're not close enough. And I say maybe, because again, right, I'm not exactly within your four walls, so you may see things a little bit differently than I do. And that's okay. But we've got to know and understand our kiddos, their emotional well-being, how stable they are. If they're going to school and they've made a horrible grade on a test, and it happens not just once, but two or three times, and then they're fighting for their grade. If they are the ones who are kind of putting that expectation on themselves, what is that doing to them on the inside? Do you know? Have you asked? Now, yes, I know we're in summer, but there are some kids who are still doing school right now. There are some kids who are taking summer school. There are some kids who are just interested in learning, period, so they're kind of doing their own school. We've got to get to know our children. Because really, in reality, who wants to remember life through a screen? Think about that for a minute. Who wants to remember life through a screen? Do you want to? Are you doing this? Are you so stimulated now that you cannot walk away from your phone? There are times that I don't answer my phone or the phone's not right on me. And it's kind of weird because I'll go and check it a couple hours later and I'm like, oh, I have a voicemail. And it drives me crazy when people won't leave a voicemail. That's why I have a voicemail. Just because I carry a phone in my pocket doesn't mean I'm going to answer immediately. I might actually be doing something than waiting for my phone to ring or waiting for a text to come through. You see, that's how our children are being programmed. They're waiting for the dings, the whistles, the whoo-hoo. You got something. Oh, look over here. Oh, wait, and now over here. And wait, you've got to see this. Really? Have you ever gone outside recently with your children and sat and looked at the sunset? Have you looked at how a leaf is made and looking at the veins of a leaf? Have you seen a flower go from being closed to being open and then it closes at night? Have you had those conversations? You see, we're all caught up. We all are caught up. Technology is wonderful, but stress and anxiety, is that really what we need? Do we always need to feel bored because we're not hyper-stimulated, because we're not so programmed to do everything all the time that we don't know how to reset? The power of reset. Oh yeah, there's power in it. Don't tell your child what you're doing, just do it. Be their role model. And I want you to remember this too. The power of reset affords your child the opportunity to disrupt their norm and embrace the day's race. You're doing great, Mom, and Dad too. Don't give up. Keep going. It's hard, but stay the course. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.